Facebook, and good morning, YouTube. Today is the 10th of September, 2019. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. Jeremiah 32:39. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. 36:26. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. Psalm 25:8-10. The meek will guide in judgment, and the meek will teach his way. Welcome aboard, BJ Kumar. Glad to have you with us. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. John 17:21. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John 17:21. I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:1-6. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40:31. When I am weak, then am I strong. My God shall be my strength. 2 Corinthians 12:10. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Let him take hold of my strength. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Isaiah 27:5. The arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Psalm 55:22. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Genesis 49:24. Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Genesis 32:26. Plead, Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. 1 Samuel 17:45 and Psalm 35:1-2. You know, whenever someone comes across like they know everything, that really concerns me. I never could get into shouting preachers. Maybe I wouldn't have liked John the Baptist very well. I don't know. Isaiah says, cry aloud, spare not. But these preachers that get up and yell and scream, get emotional, I've never been impressed. I've just never been impressed. It's like they're trying to overcompensate. Welcome aboard, Edie Denelia. You don't have to yell and scream to make a point. You don't have to beat on a pulpit. You have to do all this demonstrative things to make your point. Jesus said regarding Judas Iscariot, have I not chosen 12, but one of you is a devil. That is the doctrine of reprobation, is it not? There's a whole group of people that are teaching that Judas went to heaven out there. But Christ himself says, I have chosen. Have I not chosen 12, but one of you is a devil? Devils don't go to heaven. A lot of people deny that they're vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. They need to do a closer study of Romans 9. With the children not yet born, or yet in their mother's womb, not yet born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. He said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. That's before they were even born. Arminians will tell you, well, that's because he foresaw who was going to choose him and who wasn't going to choose him. Scripture says something totally different. It says that the purpose of God according to election might stand. It's not of works, but of him that calleth. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. People don't want to accept the fact that God chose 12 of the disciples and one of them was a devil. One of them was a vessel of wrath fitted for destruction. There are also a lot of people out there that are denying hell. I recently heard a Primitive Baptist elder state that when you die, there's only one place you're going, that's back to God. Yes, your soul will return to God whom giveth. But there's going to come a time when he's going to divide the sheep from the goats. The sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left hand. And the sheep are those whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. And he's going to say unto the goats, I never knew you. And he's going to cast them into outer darkness where there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. People want to deny hell. There are many people now that are denying a literal hell. They're denying Scripture. They're denying Scripture as it regards to Lazarus. They're denying Scripture as it relates to weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth where the worm dieth. There are people that are preaching. They say they're not conditionalists, but they're teaching conditional salvation based upon works. They will also tell you that it's amazing how they can come up with these pet doctrines. They say only pray for people who are in false doctrine. Only pray for them. Scripture tells us to exhort, rebuke with all longsuffering and doctrine. The time will come when they will no longer endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That's what our society has done. They've done this to condone. If there's no literal hell, then they can live any way they want to and not be concerned about their soul. They can do away with the literal hell. If they can deny the doctrine of reprobation and put everyone in the hand of God, I even heard a elder in the Primitive Baptist Church recently say he didn't know any, he didn't know about purgatory. Well, I know about purgatory. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. I know about it. It's a false doctrine perpetrated by the Roman Catholic Church to control people and their families and to scound money from them. Notice I'm not yelling at you. I'm just making statements based upon the Bible. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. The foundation of God stand assured. He knows who are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Not to stay in iniquity, but to depart from iniquity. Shall we sin so that grace will abound? God forbid. There are people that deny the Bible. They say that they are biblical. They say they believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but they deny it. They try to separate out the bride of Christ. They try to make part of it the kingdom of God, and part of it the bride of Christ, and part of the church. There's only one church, one faith, and one baptism. There's only one bride of Christ. Christ does not have multiple brides. He's not polygamy. Okay? They which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. I'm reading in Romans 9, verses 8 through 25. For this is the word of promise, at this time I will come and Sarah shall have a son. Genesis 18, 10 and 14. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Exodus 33:19. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore he hath mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Welcome aboard, Wayne Parks. Maybe I already welcomed you. Thou wilt say unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Another reference is Isaiah 29:16, Isaiah 45:9, and Isaiah 64:8. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Jeremiah 18:6. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? 1 Thessalonians 5:9. And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he saith in Hosea, I will call them my people, and her beloved which were not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there they shall be called the children of the living God. Hosea 1:10. Well, God has created vessels unto honor and vessels unto dishonor. I remember I told an elder at Primitive Baptist Church one time, I said, you know, just like God has created vessels of honor and dishonor, in the human species, he also created elect and non-elect angels. You know what the Primitive Baptist said? There's no such thing as non-elect angels. He could go along with being elect angel, have that there were elect angels, because it's in the Bible. But he denied non-elect angels. I said, what do you think Satan was elect? Well, he kept not his first estate. Well, yeah, that's true. He kept not his first estate because he was a non-elect angel. Welcome aboard, Pastor Cook. It was never intended that Lucifer would remain in heaven. He was created such a fall. And I've heard Primitive Baptist and a lot of other people say, you're making God the author of sin. I'm not doing anything. I'm going by the Bible. Isaiah 45 says he creates evil. He does all these things. And I've got a question for you. If you don't believe that God authors evil, who does authorize it? See, well, Satan authorizes it. God created Satan. God created Lucifer. He's a non-elect angel. He created Lucifer to do his purposes. Just like he told Judas, or he told the disciples, have I not chosen you 12 and one of you is a devil? There are reprobates, whether you want to admit it or not, that are vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. And if you want to deny the word of God, I'm not going to yell at you. You know, I'm not going to get up and beat on a pulpit and scream my lungs out and get emotional about it. You can either accept the word or reject it. He told the Pharisees, you're of your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do. They were vessels of wrath fitted unto destruction, those that were unbelievers. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Who are the whosoevers that believe on him? Well, the Bible tells us the whosoevers that believe on them are those who the Father has given Jesus Christ. All that the Father hath given me, John 6:37. All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will not cast out. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, and no one plucked them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. God is sovereign over evil. God is sovereign and authorizes evil. He is the author of it. If he didn't authorize it, who did? Okay. And I know this really flies in the face of a lot of seminaries. People go to their cemeteries to get their death certificates. I'm not going by the cemeteries. I'm going by the living word of God, the authorized King James Version of the Bible. And you can come against the authorized King James Version of the Bible all you want to as well. God's preserved this authorized over 400 years. He's preserved it. We don't need any newfangled versions. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Well, you know what? I believe the church today, and this is probably also going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, but that's all right. I don't believe that God's church is necessarily a building where people go meet on the with a sign out in front of it anymore. I'm not saying there aren't members of the Bride of Christ that attend some of those organizations, organized religions. And you can call it a lie when I say part of the church is invisible and it's only a visible local ecclesiastic called out assembly. But I just disagree with you. I just disagree with you. The foundation of God standeth sure. He knows who are his. Okay? I've been a part of those organized religions. I've been baptized in those organized religions. I've been members of those organized religions where they have their little business meetings, and they have their little synods and sessions and creeds and confessions. I've been a part of that. The foundation of God standeth sure, he knows who are his. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner of some is. However, Christ says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there I am in the midst of them. That's his bride. That's his church. Where two or three are gathered. Two's not a very big church, is it? It's not a mega church. It's not Saddleback. It's not Rick Warren. It's not Billy Graham. It's not Franklin Graham. It's not Adrian Rogers. It's not. It's two people. It's two people. Well, that's what's on my mind this morning. I hope that this will cause you to think about the lies that you've been taught down through the years regarding the free will of man and regarding a lot of twisted scripture that people come up with, these twisting it to make it conform to their lifestyle. There are people that now are preaching against preachers. They're preaching against preachers who are affirming separation from the world. And they're saying that separation means the flesh. synonymous with the flesh. Well, it could be. But the world is those who are apart from the bride of Christ. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will leave you. You can participate in all the worldly things you want to. Scripture says if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. So if you want to participate in all the things that the world participates, what makes you any different than the world? Yes, I'm a separatist. I don't go to movies. I don't go to sporting events. I don't go to Christmas dramas and Easter parades and Easter egg hunts. I don't go to, you say, oh, you're a legalist. No, I'm not a legalist. I'm not under the law. I'm under grace. And because I'm under grace, I have no desire to participate in the things of the world. My desires have changed. My desires are evidence of my election. And I'm still not yelling at you. I'm not beating on the pulpit. Tulip doesn't like it when I beat on the pulpit either, my dog. Notice my dog's name is Tulip. Well, you all have a blessed day today. God bless you.